This is TRE.
Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Good afternoon. Joining us in the studio now is Sally Underwood. She's the editorial director for the Euro Weekly News. And she's come in today to talk about the long-awaited launch of the Euro Weekly News in Murcia and the Costa Calida region. How are you, Sally?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Nice to see you. So I thought it would be interesting to hear a bit kind of in general about the Euro Weekly News, because you've been going for such a long time now. It's amazing.
It's around 27 years, actually. And anyone who knows us, anyone who's ever picked up a paper, will know that we're the good newspaper. We're very positive. We believe that there's a huge amount to love about Spain, and we just want to make it appealing to as many people as possible. We want to show them what there is on offer.
Definitely. And it must have been difficult, like all businesses, I guess, going through COVID times. It must have been really, well, the news must have been very different and very difficult to make it, I guess, a good newspaper in that time. And also financially and everything. It's been a tough time, hasn't it? But great that we've come out the other side.
Sure. I think during COVID, well, as I said, we concentrate on good news. But I mean, also, it's our job to inform. So we wanted to make sure that people knew as much as possible about what was going on,
yeah.
That they knew the rules, they knew when they could see their loved ones, they knew what time they were allowed out to, all that stuff, that there was a lot of confusion at that time. Mm. So it was important that even if we couldn't be positive all the time, you can at least be informative. And there's always some, you know, there's always some lovely stories, you know, the people doing good everywhere, every day, yeah. Even in the darkest times. So
yeah.
It was good. And the great news is there's been a huge amount of recovery since then. I mean, I keep talking to businesses who say it was their best year ever last year. So
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good times at the moment. So we're all appreciative of that, aren't we, in
Indeed.
Business? So with regards to the different Euro Weekly news that you have at the moment, so it's not just the Costa del Sol then?
It is not, no. Mm. We're everywhere. So our main remit is to provide news to the English-speaking community in Spain. So obviously that's a lot of British nationals, Irish, but also Scandinavians, Northern Europeans, anyone who can speak and read English. But we've, of course, kept that to the most popular areas in Spain. So we've got 6 editions across Spain, soon to be a 7th, as we're going to talk about, covering basically the most popular English-speaking areas across Spain. So we run all the way along the coast from Gibraltar, essentially, to almost Valencia. And we also cover the entirety of Mallorca as well.
Amazing. And do you find that in one place compared to another place, do you find it's kind of easier to find news in certain places than others? I mean, what kind of differences or to find advertisers, or what kind of differences do you find with all the different places?
I mean, there are huge differences, aren't there? I mean, you even see that on the Costa del Sol itself. I mean, you know, Fuengirola is different to Marbella, is different to San Pedro, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I mean, I live personally in Axarquía, where, you know, it's lovely, but it's very peaceful. You know, there's not sort of the big concerts of Marbella, etc. But there's always something happening. So yes, the news, I suppose, is slightly different. But we're so community focused, and as I said, that there's always something positive happening. So
yeah.
You'll find people doing good things, helping each other everywhere. So that doesn't change.
Yeah, nice one. So with this new paper then launching in the Murcia and Costa Calida region. So why have you decided to launch there?
Well, actually, it's something that people have been asking us to do for a very long time. We know that there's a huge amount of an English-speaking community there. And it's a pretty underrepresented region, actually. We will be the only weekly newspaper there covering that specific region. But there are a huge amount of English speakers, and so it's something we'd actually looked to do in 2020, but for obvious reasons didn't, as I'm sure a lot of people's plans got put on hold as well. And we looked into it last year as well, but we could see that it wasn't quite right yet, but this year it just feels like the time's right for growth, basically. And we've got a hugely loyal base of clients who've been really supportive. So our very first edition is 24 pages, which is very important. impressive, and we can see that growing very quickly.
Yeah, great. And I guess with advertisers and stuff, some businesses will be very local to where, you know, if it's a bar or whatever, but there will be other advertisers that are more national that can obviously follow you to the different papers, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are plenty of advertisers who can service people in Spain, the UK, wherever. Mm. Plenty of haulage companies. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
that's true.
We're always moving, us Brits. So there's, and you know, we're always exchanging money. We're always doing those things that, you know, yeah, apply wherever you are. And as you said, also, you know, everywhere you go, there's bars, there's restaurants, there's people opening businesses every day. So it's a really good time.
And have you noticed a difference throughout the years with people reading the newspaper and reading their news online more than getting the physical copies? Are you able to kind of track that? Do you see that?
Yes, more and more people do read online. Having said that, anyone who's ever been to an Iceland on a Thursday within 2 hours of the papers being dropped off knows that they're gone. So and people are always saying to us, how do I get a copy? How do I get a copy after Thursday? Because they just go so quickly. So while plenty of people are reading online, and we have an ever-growing base online as well, which is lovely, people love the paper. They really, really do. There's something about sitting down with a coffee, isn't there?
Yeah.
And the paper. People love the puzzles, the crosswords. You keep it all week. So, yeah.
Yeah. And with the website, have you got a kind of area where people can comment? Are there like comment sections on after articles and things like that? Is that what you mean by a community of people?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, firstly, I mean that we see a lot of readers come back time and time again. We can see that from our own figures, which is just lovely. And we can see it from the comments, for example, under Facebook. But yes, okay, online as well, on our website, under every single article, you can comment. Yeah. And which people do, and it's lovely to see, because it's lovely to get the feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. People always have something to say, don't they?
Don't they, Jess?
So what's your role then as an editorial director? What does that mean?
So I've got responsibility for mainly for online, but also editorial direction for the papers as well, which is just lovely, because as I said, everyone still loves a paper. There's something almost romantic, isn't there, about, you know, physical print. So yeah, that's my role. I've been with the Euro Weekly since the end of 2016 and started off as a writer, grew up in the company, and just love it all.
Oh, fantastic. And for people who, you know, for people who haven't worked in journalism, they won't know what a role of an editorial director means. So what's your, I guess every day is different, but can you describe what a typical day would be like for you, bar radio interviews?
Oh, I was going to say, well, you know, going on TRE, obviously, it's a typical day. No, as you said, it really is so enormously varied. You know, I still do a lot of writing, and it's, you know, training of writers, finding stories that are going to work, you know, having input with the paper. It's so enormously varied. It really is exciting.
And the idea of finding stories, I mean, that must be quite difficult. People say to me, you know, how do you find guests? But how do you find stories? How do you go about that?
It's a mixture, I think. A lot of people write to us because, okay, as I said, I mean, you know, we still get old-fashioned letters, which is lovely.
Oh, that's
love
nice
to see those, yeah. And a lot of emails. So people often write to us with their stories, which is great. We can follow up on them. And just a lot of research. You know, that there's, as I said, that there's always something going on. So if you sort of put feelers out, you'll find it, basically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, town halls are great sources of information, which I think, you know, I'd encourage everyone to look and see what's going on locally as well. There's so much information around, and our job really is making it as accessible and easily understandable as possible.
Yeah. And do you have the paper online? Does the paper online look like the physical paper? Is the kind of layout the same?
It does indeed. Yeah. Yes. So we have online, we have our articles, which just go up like every paper, like if you went onto the BBC's website or the Mail Online. But we also have a virtual edition section where you can flick through them literally, and they look exactly like the printed copy. So if you're, you know, in the UK, if you have a second home here and you're back and you're missing it, missing out on the weather, and you want to see what's going on, you can always flick through. And we send those out to our subscriber list as well on a Thursday. So I would encourage anyone, if they want to catch up with what's happening, to go and subscribe.
Great idea. Okay, well, if people want to get a copy of the Euro Weekly News, they can obviously pick one up from Iceland or all the usual spots. They can find you online, euroweeklynews.com. That's the website. And for people listening in the Murcia and Costa Calida region, are there specific points that they should kind of be looking out for? Do they just check on the website in order to see where they can pick one up from?
Yeah, so I'll just tell you a little bit about where we're going to be distributing, because we're going to just be covering everywhere. So we're going in the southerlymost point, the westerlymost point from Bolnuevo, and to the easterlymost point we're going to San Pedro del Pinatar. Mm-hmm. And we're going inland as far as Camposol as well, because that's a hugely popular area with Brits. We're going to be distributing initially 5,000 copies, which is you know, pretty huge, but by the end of the second quarter it'll be up to 10,000. So
wow.
So if people want to know where they can find their nearest Euro Weekly, I'd encourage them to go to distribution@euroweeklynews.com and just send them an email and just find out where their nearest point is, because we plotted it out so well. You know, we know where the most popular places are, we know where people go and pick things up, so we've put those all in. But if people want to find out specifically, then just drop us an email.
So that's distributions@euroweeklynews.com.
Distribution without the S, yes.
Oh, sorry, distribution.
But otherwise, perfect.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you, Sally, very much for coming in. Lovely to meet you. And well done, all of you at the Euro Weekly News.
Thank you.